in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to basketball great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who donated 900 pairs of goggles to medical workers in Southern California who are fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Kareem made the donation at the Scripps Health Center in San Diego. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff cheered when Kareem, wearing a protective face mask and gloves, walked through the front door of the medical facility. The NBA's all-time leading scorer said he wanted to thank the medical professionals for all they're doing to help fight COVID-19. The Scripps Health President and CEO is Chris Van Gorder.
Such a fantastic day. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the famous Lakers basketball center, came down all the way from L.A. to San Diego today to donate 900 pairs of goggles. These goggles are so important right now. It's one of the items we cannot purchase through our normal channels. And I was working with the county just yesterday, and they can't find any goggles. So to have somebody as famous as Kareem to come all the way down here to donate these goggles to us is just absolutely amazing. So he was a professional athlete who was fantastic in his career, but now is still doing good community service and coming all the way down to help us. So, Kareem, thank you. God bless you.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar suffered several eye injuries during his playing career. He began wearing protective goggles on the court, and they became one of his Hall of Fame trademarks, along with his graceful skyhook shot. Kareem won 6 NBA titles during his great career, 1 with the Milwaukee Bucks and 5 with the Los Angeles Lakers. And Kareem also was named the NBA's most valuable player 6 times. And let's send some early birthday greetings to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He'll celebrate his 73rd birthday on Thursday, April 16th. Meanwhile, another basketball big man who is joining in the fight against the coronavirus is Senegalese center Taco Fall of the Boston Celtics.
Hi, everyone. It's Taco Fall. I just wanted to say that now's the time to practice kindness and empathy towards everyone around you. We're all doing our best to get through this together, so make sure you do your part. Grab a book, read it to your nieces and nephews on video chat, make a donation of canned goods to your local food bank, or even add some items to your shopping cart for your elderly neighbors. But most importantly, don't forget to just pick up the phone and call somebody and check in. That may mean a lot. You never know. We all can't be next to each other right now, but we still can show how much we care about one another. So visit NBAtogether.com and join us in inspiring acts of caring. Thank you.
Thank you, Taco. That's Senegalese center Taco Fall of the Boston Celtics. 2-time NBA All-Star Luol Deng is the Basketball Africa League's new global ambassador. Deng played 15 seasons in the NBA before announcing his retirement last October. Luol Deng also shares the same birthday as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Let's send some early birthday greetings to Deng. He'll celebrate his 35th birthday on Thursday, April 16th. I've had the chance to interview Luol Deng several times over the years. Let me take you back now to 2015, when Lou visited our Voice of America headquarters. And I asked Luol Deng, what brings you to Washington?
I'm actually here for a peace event that we're putting together, South Sudan Unite. There's a lot of things going on from my homeland, South Sudan, and just trying to bring everyone together for a better future.
You were recently in South Africa for the NBA's first ever game on the continent in Johannesburg. Talk about the atmosphere there. What was that like?
Now, it was amazing. We had a great, great turnout. We had people from all over Africa fly in. The game meant so much to all those people who try to do so much for the game, try to get the youth involved. The game was also huge for the whole continent. The game was broadcast everywhere. Everywhere that I went after South Africa, everyone has seen the game. It was just a proud moment for everybody. And I can't thank the NBA enough for really putting everything together and making it happen. It's been a dream of mine and a dream of so many African players to play in the continent. So that was amazing.
One African player now retired, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the Congolese giant?
You know, every time anyone says the name Mutombo, the first thing you do is smile. It's really amazing because he's just, he's been a great example for the continent, a great human being. It just been teaching all of us a lot of things, all the young basketball players. And that's, I haven't even spoke about, you know, what he's done on the court, everything that really he stands for. He's done a great job of just showing everyone in the whole wide world who he really is without the basketball. And he's that good to be, you know, a Hall of Famer. And that's something that, you know, going to be remembered for a long time.
Do you view him as maybe a role model in terms of your own humanitarian work?
No, of course. Of course. I mean, I can't sit here and say I haven't, you know, seen what he's done or haven't heard about it. And I think all those things affect you. All those positive things makes you, you know, one day want to just do similar things that he's done. And he's just been so great and so active in putting the continent out there and letting everyone know what's going on. And at the same time, spending time and putting people together in order to do something great to help others. So he's definitely a role model.
That's Luol Deng, the Basketball Africa League's global ambassador. And Deng was commenting on Hall of Fame basketball player Dikembe Mutombo.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
And this Voice of America history note, Sunday Dare is the former chief of the VOA's Hausa service. I know Nigerian sports minister Sunday Dare wants boys and girls in his country to honor social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. However, regular Sunny Side of Sports contributor Iron Mike Mbonye says Nigerian youth are still engaging in street football following the closure of schools. Emmanuel Adukwu is the chief executive officer of Mies Palace Football Academy, which trains boys and girls in the sport. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Adukwu said he's encouraging the young players to do other activities during the coronavirus pandemic.
The kids are at home doing their schoolwork. We divided that into week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, week six, week seven, up to week 12. If the COVID pandemic extends past the 12th week, then we will find or devise another means of getting more work out of the schools and ensuring each child gets their fair share of work. Furthermore, in this period, children are learning to play Scrabble. We've encouraged them to play chess. We've encouraged them to read novels. We've also encouraged them to read some football literature, which we produce in the academy, and which every child took home. They all understand clearly that when they come back after this long break, we will ask questions, and they all know that remaining in the academy depends on how well you do in your education and in the other spheres of life.
What should youths be doing in COVID-19 outbreak period instead of playing football?
Well, we noticed that other children still go around playing football in their neighborhood. For our children, they know the moment they join the academy, part of the drills and part of the discipline we instill in them, you can no longer play football around your neighborhood without the express permission of your coaches from the academy. They know that a slight default of this particular rule can see you kicked out of the academy. That way we keep them in line because we've helped them to realize that we do not want to pick up liabilities, especially in injuries arising from the children just kicking about in terms of playing in their neighborhood. One of them has been injured before, kicking about just like And we use that as a lesson to show to the others that it indeed is possible. It's football. You can pick up in. So the faster they understand that football is played only within the walls of the academy, the better for all of us.
Is there a program to ensure that the players in your academy remain fit with good health?
So our vision at Miss Palace is to develop the complete footballing soldier. That soldier that is well-grounded in terms of morals, in academics, and in how the soccer game itself is played. We aim to give the children the best experiences such that for any child who leaves our academy, you've been trained using the most up-to-date equipment, you are trained in the right environment, you are trained using the right words, you are trained to do the right things at the right time, you are trained with the complete, absolute discipline of a professional footballer, such that anywhere in the world you go to, nothing you meet is new, nothing phases you, and you find it very easy to settle into any environment once it's a footballer. Environment. This is the only thing we can do for our society, especially at this point in time. And for me, it's the best way to give back. Because for every single child we impact not just that child, we impact families, we impact generations, and we impact complete neighborhoods.
That's Emmanuel Adukwu, the chief executive officer of Mies Palace Football Academy. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Jos, Nigeria.
Hello, Africa. I'm Emmanuel Adukwu from Miss Palace Academy, Jos. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour, on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Lori. That's my VOA colleague, Lori London. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African sports news. Samson says he'll be kicking off with the Confederation of African Football indefinitely postponing the semifinals of the Champions League and Confederation Cup tournaments.
The continental competitions were already in their later stages as the spots for the semi-final matches across both competitions were taken. Egypt's Zamalek were set to face Morocco's Raja Casablanca, while Al-Ahly were supposed to face Wydad Casablanca in the Champions League. Meanwhile, the Confederations Cup, also dominated by Egypt and Morocco, as the first semi-finals will see Pyramids FC take on Guinean side Horoya AC, and in the second game, Moroccan clubs RS Bakani and Hassania Agadir will fight for his spot in the final. Both legs were to take place between May the 1st to the 3rd and May the 8th to the 10th. However, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread around the continent, CAF have decided to postpone all these encounters. Staying with football news, the 2020 Olympic Games have been scheduled to be staged in 2021 owing to the coronavirus pandemic. But South African under-23 football coach David Natuane has expressed relief in the fact that the age limit for the football competition could be raised. It is reported that the FIFA working group has recommended the age limit could be raised to accommodate the players who will be 24 by the time the games get underway next year. Coach David Natuane believes the pandemic was not anticipated and explains he will take average players for the tournament set to be held in Japan. In volleyball news, the Kenyan Volleyball Federation has called for results of the latest round of African Beach Volleyball Olympic qualification to be annulled due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the competition. The second round of African Volleyball Confederation Beach Continental Cup took place last month. Pool C of the women's event was held in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, on March the 7th, with five teams expected to participate. Democratic Republic of Congo, Cape Verde, and Kenya all withdrew from the event due to the coronavirus outbreak, leaving Nigeria and Zambia to qualify automatically for the final round of the Beach Continental Cup. Five teams were also due to contest Pool C of the men's competition at Banjul in the Gambia on March 14th, but only the host nation and South Sudan participated. Meanwhile, Kenya will pay hundreds of its sports persons who will be deemed vulnerable from the coronavirus to help them endure the suffering and continue to train. Sports Principal Secretary Joe Okudo on Saturday confirmed that the government will compensate the athletes, especially those who were part of the national team heading to the Tokyo Olympics, whose calendar of competitions has been wrecked by COVID-19 pandemic. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The president of World Football's governing body, FIFA, has issued a warning about restarting the sport on the international calendar. Joining us now with that story is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The coronavirus pandemic has brought football around the world to a standstill, and major tournaments like Euro 2020 and Copa America are postponed until next year. And amid discussions on how and when to restart the season, FIFA President Gianni Infantino issued this warning: do not start too soon. Last Friday, Infantino addressed the football community via video conference from Switzerland and said as FIFA looks towards the future, health comes first.
Well, our first priority, our principle, the one we will use for our competitions and encourage everyone to follow, is that health comes first. I cannot stress this enough. No match, no competition, no league is worth risking a single human life. Everyone in the world should have this very clear in their mind. It would be more than irresponsible to force competitions to resume if things are not 100% safe. If we have to wait a little longer, so we must do so. It's better to wait a little bit than to take any risks.
In some countries, player club disagreements continue over the issue of pay cuts. Infantino says FIFA is assessing the financial impact of the stoppage and is preparing the right response to protect the game of football at all costs.
The objective is to have a fund that has an independent governance structure. This will reinforce professional and solution-oriented approach that is fit for purpose. And this means that the world will know where the money goes and, equally important, why the money goes there. I have asked the FIFA administration to take the necessary steps, with the approval of the relevant committees, to anticipate the payment of the second part of your operational costs from the FORA program, which is due in the second part of this year. Given the exceptional circumstances, I've also asked the requirement for the fulfillment of the additional criteria to be waived for both this year and last year, in order for the full amount to be paid to you all. I am aware that we need to protect national team football, because national team football simply means not more and not less than the survival for the vast majority of you. And we also need to find the right balance with protecting club football as the engine of our game. We have been looking as well at players' contract and transfer windows. As you have seen recently, we have to show flexibility and common sense in our legal approach going forward.
Infantino says when football resumes after the coronavirus, it will feature competitions that are, quote, more attentive to true values. And he is using this time of crisis to prioritize what is best for the sport.
If football manages to have a discussion where everyone contributes positively and keeps in mind the global interest over the individual ones, I'm convinced that our future can be better than our past. And we will be better prepared for the times ahead.
Infantino believes football will play a key role in bringing people back together. And as the world faces this challenge, the lesson that football can give is to work as a team. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sonny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. 66-year-old Helen White doesn't believe in stereotypes. She thinks anyone can do anything regardless of age. That's why she's a pickleball coach. Some of you are probably saying, Sonny, what's pickleball? Well, pickleball is an unusual sport loosely based on tennis that's used as a way to help the elderly have fun and exercise. Maxim Muskalkov caught up with this very active woman, Helen White, and filed this report.
Helen White has been active all her life. She played tennis and basketball and even coached a soccer team. But she says she reached the peak of her sporting career only recently, playing a sport that she only discovered a few years ago.
When I was at my gym, I realized that I saw these older people playing this racket game on the court next to me. And I was the only one playing shooting hoops, and these people were all playing and having a great time. So I actually went over to them and asked them, well, what is this game called? They called it pickleball. And I said to myself, that's a funny name. And I kind of walked away, but then I realized, whoa, how old are you? You're 70s and you're 80s, you're playing a game, you're having fun, you're socializing. I said, I want to be part of that.
White got so inspired, she decided to take her love for sports to a new level. And at almost 60, she got a master's degree in sports management.
I wanted to be an influencer in the world of sports, especially senior sports. And it turns out that pickleball is where I have had the most influence as an older adult.
Pickleball is a peculiar mix of badminton, tennis, and ping pong. Two or four players use solid paddles made of wood or composite materials to hit a perforated ball over a net.
It's a paddle that's similar to a ping pong paddle, but it's a dedicated pickleball paddle. And then a ball that looks like a Whipple ball, but it's a dedicated pickleball ball. And then you just need a net that's shorter than a tennis net. And that's really all you need.
Since becoming a pickleball coach, White has taught more than 3,000 people how to play this game. But she doesn't just teach. She loves playing herself and has already taken part in multiple championships around the U.S. and abroad, having earned more than 50 medals. On top of that, she serves as one of the organizers of the Mid-Atlantic Open Pickleball Tournament that unites more than 300 athletes of all ages. All the money raised by the tournament that White organizers go to the Parkinson Foundation. For her, the choice was very personal. White's husband of 40 years was diagnosed with this disease 10 years ago.
He has found that exercise is the best medicine for him. We did have to work a little bit on his balance before he got started, but now he's rock solid, and we're all about promoting pickleball for people with a Parkinson's diagnosis as well as other neurological diagnoses.
I started because Helen started. And so we play in tournaments around the country. There aren't that many husband and wife teams for obvious reasons. But Helen and I seem to be pretty good together.
White hopes to keep playing for many more years to come. After all, she gives elderly people much more than a fun way to spend their time. She gives them the understanding that at any age, you can be what you want to be. Maxim Moskalkov for VOA News, McLean, Virginia.
And that wraps up the April 13th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
V
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.